From the Crayon Entourage. I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, speaking in these times of change to remind you of the unity that is possible within you and also within your world and within the world. It is a time of change, transformation. You already know that. What we wish to share with you in this time are five patterns energetically that you present. So if you would, take a breath and let us translate the patterns. Your first pattern shows that you are ready for this change, that your foundations are changing, that you're doing very well, even if you sometimes don't feel like it. There may be a little bit of confusion and perhaps some sorrow. However, there is much more evolution than you ever dreamed possible within your own life, with you becoming more of who you are. We ask you to hold your power, to feel the energy around your shoulders, for indeed in this moment you are in recalibration, to be able to hold yourself and the agreement you've made and the reason you came here, to be able to hold it without it being a burden, but with new understanding, new ways in the new times. How exciting, sometimes confusing, and yet brilliant is this energy. Brilliant is what you are. Take a breath, please. And the pattern shifts. There's more we would like to share with you in this time. As you have gained wisdom, and your wisdom continues to grow, there will be those that will come forward for you to be able to share your wisdom with. There is a great flow. You have already begun to align with it, but there is more. And so we ask you, being here today, and as you listen, release the old veils, release the old limits, open to this greater flow of knowledge, for you have indeed tested and achieved and come to this place within your own state of being, brilliant, strong, wise. Perhaps would you accept more wisdom? Always. Spiraling upwards. So we come now to the third pattern, and everything moves quickly, for the messages are coming quite fast. But take a breath, please. We ask you to dream. We ask you to dream your highest dreams. We ask you to allow the energy and the emotion of those dreams to help you in your recalibration. Reach as high as you want. You've been doing this for a long time. And as the dreams create the energy, the next pattern, the fourth, take a breath right through you, through your heart, through your being, through your knowing. We ask you to see as clearly as you can, to remain flexible. Once you have the dream and the energy is flowing, the realization is there. Now comes the time for the flexibility. Can you do that? Can you be open to the quantum leaps that are yours? To be able to see things perhaps in a way you did not before, and suddenly there it is. That, for the fifth pattern, requires you to move into a state of receptivity. So fertile your fields are. Time of sacred challenge. Time of sacred opportunity. All around you, the energy is present. The solutions are there. This recalibration, the realignment of your precious pleasant presence upon the planet. And yes, indeed, we may make it pleasant. It is a time for more joy. Are you ready? That was very much part of this message that the channel was resisting. Would you care to smile and laugh more? Indeed. And so, in seeing yourselves, in presenting this information, it is one we wanted you to be able to see just how far you have come. And yes, there's more to go. And yet, in this moment, to smile within, perhaps to one another when you leave this room, to enjoy what you have created to this point. The message is clear. The flow of wisdom is ready to increase, and we ask you to be open to receive it, for you are part of this new beginning in these new times, creating the new ways. We so honor you in the energy of infinite love. I am the wisdom of the feminine divine in honor of the masculine divine. Speaking in these times of change, blessings of unity within you, peace, harmony, and bring it to your world.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Of those gathered here, how many of you believe in the unseen? And I would say most. The physics of the unseen is all around you and always has been. You have no trouble with magnetism and with gravity. You can't see it, but you can feel it. Emotionally, you have something called love, which can change minds, move mountains, and you don't have any trouble with that. There's more. In this room, there are unseen energies, if not what you would call entities of personality, who hover every single time you meet like this. Now, if you are sitting in a chair and listening to this, those who are here in the now will say that's happening later. But let me ask you, is it later for you? And the answer is no, it's now. If you're sitting there in a chair alone, listening to this right now, you're not alone. There is a physics axiom of spirituality that demands that you're not alone. It's the beauty and the love of God that creates this. Who are they? What do they want? There are those in the audience who need to hear this. Some of them are the ones that you've loved and lost. And you would say, now wait a minute, that's impossible. I got information from a reader that the one I lost has reincarnated and they're back on the planet. Huh? They are. And they're also with you. Why is this so difficult? When you love someone, can you tell me where that is? Do you give them a bottle of love and say, my love for you is in this bottle, take care of it? If you love humanity, where is it? Can you love more than one human at the same time? Of course, you can love your mother and your son and sister. Why do you put limitations on a human soul, one of the greatest multidimensional things that you can even describe or think about that encompasses a piece of God? It can be everywhere. You don't have any trouble praying, do you? You think you have to wait in line? When you sit down to pray, do you listen to see if anyone else is praying first so you can wait? No. You assume that the creator of the universe is big enough to hear everyone at the same time. And your soul is part of that. It can split. And in 3D, you don't understand it. But it's beautiful. Pieces and parts of those you've loved and lost remain with you for life, and you do too, with the ones left behind. So that means they're here. Some of you, I invite you to feel them. Some of you need to have proof. And so I ask those who would want to show it to you. And it may be in a feeling, a smell, a touch, chills. This is real, dear ones. And it's not information that has come only from Cryon. It has come from the elders of the indigenous for years. When the indigenous get together, the first thing they do is to honor the planet and the ancestors. And the ancestors are with them and they know it. This is information which is as old as dirt. You forgot it, perhaps. Maybe, just maybe, before you meditate the next time, you want to greet those in the room that you know are there. Now, why am I telling you this? I want you to search your mind right now. If you're listening later, if you're in the room now, why are you here? Really, the main reason. And that reason will be different between humans in the room. And some are here to celebrate what has happened to them, and some are in distress. And that's why there are entities in this room that want to hold your hand, to walk with you in your path, and to tell you something we have said before: with all of the things that you are experiencing and going through, don't despair. Some of you have come for healing this day. There is no reason why not. If you are one who believes that where there are two or more together, there is more power of intent, welcome to intent. I want you to leave the room with the healing that you know you can have. And realize you've done it yourself. And that those around you who have helped give intent in only a way that could be multidimensional because they don't even know your name are your support group. Why are you here? We know why. Because we live with you. We walk with you. In your celebration, in your despair, in your sadness, in your worry, in your fear. There's a future coming that I've started to talk about recently, and I'm going to talk about it tonight. You're going to need to feel us there. It's going to have to be an axiom of your existence that the unseen becomes your life. That a walk with a piece of God in you is going to be more than it has been. It's going to change your personality. It's going to change those around you. It's going to change your biology. These are the things you've been waiting for. Do not fear them. Now is the time to make some of the decisions. I'm talking to somebody in the room. Are you listening? Now is the time to make those decisions. Don't wait anymore. You're past that waiting area we talked about. We're no longer in recalibration mode to the extent we were. And in this recalibration, it wasn't just you, dear ones. It was literally the God inside you was recalibrating to your new biology. The planet Gaia is recalibrating. I'll talk about that even tonight. There is much to discuss, but it's not about information. It's about the emotion that you can feel. Do you realize it is the only vehicle you have that is a multidimensional measurement of how you feel? Emotion, joy, fear, frustration, adulation, celebration, all carry with them concepts and emotions. And for now, that is how we communicate so often with you. So you can sit and weep in joy and not even realize why. Because there is a homecoming when you realize you're not alone and there are caring energies around you who won't let you go. Won't let you go. You can turn your hand to God and you can say no more. You can even say, I hate you, go away from me. And I'll tell you, when you walk out the door, you haven't got a choice. We're with you. We'll stay away if you say so. We'll go in the other room if you ask us to. But you cannot escape us. And the reason for that is because at some point in your life, when you want to, when you really want to, with free choice, and you take out your hand and put it in ours, we'll be there. Did you hear that? That is the truth, old soul. How many lifetimes have you spent waiting for this time? This is not another lifetime. This is the lifetime. Let's get it done. More on that later. Why are you here? We know the answer. Profound it is for every single one. For it deals with not just human nature, it deals with soul energy. Not just wants and desires. Joy. Inner child. All the things I know is here. More later. And so it is.